Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. David here with Amanda, Randy, and Justin. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Fabulous.
Super excellent, thank you.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm not super excellent, but I'm pretty good. Why are you super excellent, Randy? What's going on?
Nothing in particular.
Are you up your Lipitor or something?
I am just in a good mood. My meds have finally balanced me out.
Ooh. Oh. Well, that's
I'm teasing,
good.
Of course. I self-medicate with alcohol. So.
Yeah. So you're just at that
I'm
point
at that
where you're not just blotto, and but you're happy.
Actually, I am sober as a judge right now. I am sober.
Are you happy because you're going to buy one of those 18-foot? No, yeah, that's probably better that you didn't. Because you're going to get one of those 18-foot Millennium Falcon toys?
Yes, that's exactly the reason why I'm happy, because somebody read my Christmas wish list from when I was like 8 years old and is finally making an 18-foot wide Millennium Falcon playset that you can actually use in scale with your 12-inch action figures. Which
so we're going to start like a GoFundMe for Randy, since I'm sure it'll be like $10,000 to $100,000?
Well, on top of that, we're going to need to, you know, drop a few hundred thousand more dollars on getting me a place large enough to house such a beast. Because people are talking about, you know what, the only place you can put something like that is in your garage. And how much assembly is going to be required to build that thing?
It just comes built. You just open up the box.
They fly it over. It is its own drone. It delivers
your
itself.
Mailman just gives you like the dirtiest look, like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, one of those wide load semi type deals. Springs.
I have a two-car garage that's not 18 feet wide.
It's like the end of Miracle on 34th Street, where they're just wheelbarrowing in, like all the postal workers from your particular zip code are wheeling in bits and pieces of this thing.
I like it.
Well, fun. So yeah, so send your money to Randy Van Dyke so he can afford to get one, and he can tell us all about how cool it is. The rest of us will just have to live vicariously through him. But lots of trailers this week. Did you guys get a chance to check all the trailers out?
Yes.
There's some fun ones. The Spectre trailer. Justin, I don't know anything about this James Bond character. Tell me all about him, and what's this trailer about?
He is a secret agent man, and he wants to stop the bad guys there. The end.
Now, are the bad guys the Spectre?
There's a Mr. Spectre. Spectre detector. No, so Spectre is a super mega evil organization. They're like the Coca-Cola of bad guys, and they own all kinds of bad guys. And they have like this board of directors, see? And at the head of this board is this guy that's not Blofeld. But he totally is. And that's Christoph Waltz. And he's very cool and very suave, and he's going to steal the show, because that's what he does. Number one new hit show. He had a movie called Django, and it should have been called Christoph Waltz, because he was good.
I think that was the working title for Horrible Bosses 2, was just Christoph Waltz.
Oh, I tried watching that movie. I fell asleep.
Oh, really? I like that a lot. He's especially... Him and Chris Pine steal the show as the father-son. Anyways, what do you think of the trailer, Randy?
I loved the hell out of it. It felt like a good old-fashioned Bond movie to me. I loved the music. I loved the pacing.
The car,
the gadgets, just the action. I love it. I loved every second of it, and it got me super excited to see a good old-fashioned Bond movie. Now, the first two of the Daniel Craig Bond movies were a lot different than what we had been subjected to for decades past, but it's all been leading to something, and I think Skyfall was amazing, and I think this one's going to be even better.
Now, do you think that kind of like The Hunger Games has kind of been outshined because, you know...
Because it sucks?
Comes out in December. Do you think this is a November release is going to... Are people anticipating this, or is everyone just all Star Wars all the time? Do you think they should have waited on this movie a couple months?
No.
All right.
November is a good month for Bond. Historically, November is the month.
Is it? Doesn't it normally come out in December?
Well, the last one did, but typically it's November.
Give it a good month to make its money before Star Wars comes out, and then nothing else matters.
Yeah. I think they should make it a summer movie one year. I think it should kick off the summer. Like being one of those late April, early May ones.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Marvel's got the summer locked up, man. Mm-hmm. You can't fight with the Marvel.
L'action tire-bouchon, Randy. I forgot to say that. L'action tire-bouchon. We're talking L'action about the car. that's an inside joke. You guys will not get it. Well, you might, Dave, because we talk about it so much. Yeah. But
I know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure we I think we butchered the pronunciation of all of that, but
I'm sure that's how a native speaker would say it.
Yeah. Tillet Boucher d'Action.
Well, now on to a trailer that I know Randy likes.
What
about that Vacation Red Van trailer? What?
You cut out.
Oh. I said, what about that? What is the trailer that Randy truly loved? What about that Vacation trailer?
Oh, shit, yeah. I mean, it is getting funnier and funnier with every subsequent Red Van trailer that we see. And without a doubt, those kids are going to steal the show. There's nothing funnier than watching... Well, I suppose there are funnier things, but to me, I find it incredibly funny watching young kids curse.
Yeah, especially when it's the younger one that slaps the older son. He's like, stop saying weird shit, man.
Yeah, the young one looks like he's the filthy one, and the older one is kind of the more naive of the two. I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun dynamic. And I don't think there's people that have been criticizing, like, oh, yeah, they're resorting to making the kids say stupid shit just to get a cheap laugh. I mean, if the entire movie is like that, then maybe it'll be kind of like a one-trick pony. But I have an overall really good feeling about this movie, and I'm just really happy to kind of see new life being breathed into the Vacation franchise and having it be the natural progression of a spin-off or sequel, if you will, as opposed to a reboot. So I really like having Chevy Chase in it, even though I know Justin hates him.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool that they didn't reboot the franchise, that it's just, you know, continuation. Since Justin, you're such a fan of Mr. Chase, how long do you think Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo will be in the film?
Under 5 minutes.
Yeah. Visit them on the way. Yeah, I'd say they'll fill like the Cousin Eddie part, you know, just a couple minutes, little pit stop.
Yeah, Chevy Chase will have to say something completely obnoxious and inappropriate. If we're going the whole filling in for the Cousin Eddie route.
Yeah, I don't see Randy Quaid being asked back.
Nope. Never.
I don't think he'll ever have another movie ever again.
And unless they call out sad. His just pure insanity, you know, in the context of the movie.
He's what Lindsay Lohan will be if she can actually survive to be that old.
She just got a jump on it, though. She got an early start.
Yeah. Start young. That's how you got to do it. And the final big trailer that came out was Justin's personal favorite, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. You didn't like the trailer?
I don't like anything about Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah? It's too bad. They're pretty good.
No. I fell asleep during the last one, too.
Yeah.
Keep falling asleep. I need to get a better night's sleep, I think.
Yeah. You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah, I think the monster's got B+ vitamins and taurine.
I don't think that. I think you should. I don't think that works.
It's got the B+ vitamins.
It's what plants crave.
Yeah, electrolytes. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I don't know, man. Are you excited about this Hunger Games? Aren't you tired? Aren't you ready for this shit to just be over?
I'm excited for the finale. I'm excited to see the conclusion. I thought the trailer was pretty epic. And
you hate the book, right? So
I hate the book.
It can only be better.
It can only be better. And I think that it looks like they're going to hit all the high notes that they need to hit. And so they're going to get in, they're going to get out, they're going to kill some people, people are going to die, and we're going to leave the theater with a big old grin on our face. Did you watch the trailer, Amanda? What did you think?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I can imagine that it's more of the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really get excited about it because the last one was just so freaking boring.
So I'm not alone.
Mm-mm.
There was not a lot happening in that last
one. I fast-forwarded through a lot of it.
That's why it sucks when you take one book and you split it into two movies when it doesn't warrant that.
Yeah, thanks, asshole, Harry Potter.
Yeah. For starting us on that stupid trend.
And they're like the one franchise that didn't need to do it. They already had seven. I understand the Hunger Games only had three, so they wanted four. Harry Potter had seven. That's just them being greedy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, Harry Potter was good enough to where I didn't mind a couple extra hours of content, but still.
But, I mean, even Deathly Hallows Part 1 was kind of useless and vapid and would just serve to set up Part 2. You know, saw the same thing with Twilight. Now we're seeing the Hunger Games. You know, they need to stop this shit.
Yeah, I sort of feel like if you need a movie to set up the next movie, then maybe you just need to cut down the script.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
YOLO.
YOLO. So dumb. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so Disney had a pretty lackluster presence at Comic-Con. They had Star Wars, of course, was there briefly, but they didn't have any of their Marvel. They didn't really have anything for Pixar or Disney Animated Studios. And most people believed it was because they were saving all their chutzpah for D23, their own.
How do you spell chutzpah?
Bah, fuck if I know.
I think it starts with a C-H.
Ooh, spa.
I think it's with a C-H. Yeah, because that, and that, this is a very guttural. It's like a rather than a, just a pure H, it's like a
you know? A toy.
So, yeah, so everyone just assumed they were going to take it to their mini Comic-Con, D23 in Anaheim.
I hear you laughing, Randy.
Because I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the Spaceballs quote. So you can read it. No, I'm clearing my throat.
Yeah, Jewish thing. I'm sorry, Dave. Continue with the
D23. That's all right. So Disney's basically taking everything. They're taking everything they own, and they're taking it to D23. We're going to see some Force Awakens stuff. That's probably where they'll unveil the next trailer for the Star Wars franchise. Civil War is supposed to have a presence there. The Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, you know, all of their Disney animated films. And so if you're in Anaheim, you know, in October-ish, maybe, August. You're in Anaheim, August 14th through 16th. You should swing by the convention center and check out the cool shit they got going on. You can pick up what they're putting down.
Hey, that's cool. Do we get invited to that, or does Disney not like us because of that thing with the mouse that one time?
We should find out. If any, they got you're on their permanent. You have a permanent record with Disney, Randy.
I'm blacklisted.
I put in your name for a credential, and they're like, "Oh, no, my
instant
computer melted."
Red flags, yeah.
Yeah, my computer just melted and said, nope, not this guy. Nowhere near Berlin.
I have that out and about. I'm ready to watch it. I just haven't had the time. But I've literally pulled it aside and set it by my TV, so the next time I have 2 hours, I can watch Euro Trip again.
Mm. Yep, it'll be a fun time. I love that movie.
Nowhere.
Scotty doesn't know.
Okay, you know, okay, I just had a new debate with somebody earlier today about how many times I've watched Star Wars recently, because I was watching the thing we posted on Geek Legacy earlier today, showing side-by-side things about Star Wars that have changed versus the 1977 release and the 2011 Blu-ray release. And, you can hear the Star Wars theme playing through my office and into the hallway. Somebody said, are you seriously watching Star Wars again? And I said, you know what? I don't think I've actually sat and watched the entirety of any of the original trilogy movies since maybe just before episode 3 came out. So that would have been 2004, 2005. It's been damn near 10 years since I've watched Star Wars, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Movies that I truly love, I can't watch very often because something about the repeated watching of it almost kind of takes away the magic or makes it a little bit less special for me. Same thing with the Indiana Jones movies. I can't watch them very often. But the reason why this came up, Eurotrip, on the other hand, I fucking love that movie, and I probably watch it once a year, and I love it every single time I watch it. Does that mean that I like it more than Star Wars? I don't know.
Wow, I think it does. Sound like I think you're really saying the Eurotrip is a better piece of cinema.
Yeah, I mean, it fucking blew my mind when I was thinking about this. I was like, holy shit.
Well, I think they're two very different kinds of entertainment.
Yes.
And
you probably have to pay attention to Eurotrip. You probably have it on the background.
And it's it's stupid funny.
Comedy is one of those things where it kind of warrants, you know, regular watch, or not necessarily regular watch, but repeat watching, it's fine, you know.
Well, that's the real testament, right? Is how many times you've seen it and it's still funny.
Right.
Not everything is like that. Sometimes it's just a one and done and that's all there is to it. But when it's comedy gold, you can watch it every time and you just remember how funny it was the first time you saw it and you're still able to laugh. That's amazing. I'm that way with Zoolander. I was so freaking loaded the first time I saw it, and I was just this asshole in the theater just laughing at everything. And now, to this day, it's still one of my all-time favorite movies.
I think it was like 2 weeks ago. It was the week before Comic-Con was the last time I watched Eurotrip, and it was on fucking TV. It was like not even one of the good channels on cable. It was basic cable, so it was totally edited. And I sat and I watched the entire thing just to see how they edited around all the language.
That's awesome.
Oh my god.
I'm a fan of dub swear words. I like Snakes on a Plane and stuff. I like watching that stuff too.
Yeah.
All right, it sounds like my wife and kids are out of town next week. Sounds like you have to come over. We have to watch Star Wars movies, all six of them. Randy, what do you say?
I'm completely down because
we'll get some monster and some crystal meth so we can stay up all night, braid each other's hair, watch three one night, three the next night.
Sounds good to me. Or we can call Chung at 2 a.m. and tell him to bring us a metric shit ton of tacos and burritos like the good old days.
Yeah, like 30% less tacos but 2 bean burritos.
Good times.
We're just full inside jokes on this podcast. Sorry, listeners. Oh, yeah. Anyone still watching Gotham? You guys, anybody here watch Gotham?
I just still
did
watch it.
Did anyone watch it after the first episode?
Yeah, I didn't watch the last three episodes. I got bored.
So I hear there's some new casting announcements made for the next season of Gotham.
Oh, yeah? Tell us all about them.
All right, well... Michael Chiklis is joining the cast. He's going to be I don't have any of this shit in front of me, but he's some dude that works with Commissioner Gordon, so that means he's a police officer of some kind.
Yeah, he's
go ahead, sir. I know you have all the information, and I'm derailing your train.
I do not. I was going to talk about the trailer.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, let me tell you, I got more shit in the cast too. So they're going to be concentrating more on Batman next season, and I don't think they're aging him very much, but they're already bringing him a new love interest as well. So that was the other casting announcement that had been made.
Like Vicky Vale?
No, I can't think of the character's name. I have to look it up, but yeah. I'm
clicking.
Googling. I'm furiously Googling right now.
Well, for those of you who watched the Gotham show, did you guys check out the trailer for season 2? And if so, did it excite you? Did it float your boat? Did it make you say, like, oh, this show's going to be awesome?
No, sadly, Dave, I gave up. I tried so hard to like that show, and I can't do it.
Not you my got cup so of tea. Close.
I know.
You're almost there.
I'm a quitter. You can label me a quitter. I'm okay with that.
In theory, the 19 episodes you watch are leading up to those final three. So it's like you jerked it all the way until you're about to finish, and then you're like, you know what, this just isn't working for me. Right,
just,
as you're about to
I just finish. Gave up. It's like I was wearing a condom, and it just wasn't doing it for me, so I just stopped.
That's just the worst,
isn't it? Though it's pretty bad. Even with the super mega ultra sensitive, barely wearing anything condoms, it still sucks.
I think you're supposed to not wear them and just tell her you're wearing them. Isn't that the move?
That's the way to do it.
Ugh, you guys are the worst.
I would never, Amanda. Thank you very much.
I probably would.
And I don't know how you don't even know.
Who doesn't know?
How does she not know?
I don't know. Can you tell the difference, Amanda?
No.
Really?
Not really.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
I mean, for her, it feels the same. I mean, unless she's got, like...
Just some tree trunk plowing.
Exactly.
Mine's got barbs in it, so, like...
There you go. So you get stuck.
Yeah, it gets stuck.
It's like a fish hook. It only goes in. And...
Yeah, you gotta call it... Gotta go to the ER and stuff. It's a whole nightmare. So, Randy, how'd the Google search go?
Okay, so Michael Chiklis is playing a character named Captain Barnes.
The commish.
Kind of a mentor character for Ben McKenzie's...
How is he not Gordon. The commish?
No, it's a missed opportunity.
It really does seem like they dropped the ball on that one. He's not the commish.
What a bunch of assholes. See, who's running this show? Swear to God, Fox. They should be fired. Idiots.
Who is playing the commish, Justin or Andy? Since Justin gave up.
Larry David's cousin in that one Jewish guy. Larry David's cousin in...
Like David Miller?
The show Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know.
I did not watch.
Did you make up that name, David Miller? No.
No, dude. I thought you were talking about, like, Dave Miller's the, he's like the dean and nutty professor, and he's in like...
No. He's the dad. Yeah. Not that guy.
Okay. I like him. He's funny.
I'll have a name for you later.
The kid that they teased as Joker from last season is also supposed to be getting some significantly more screen time in season
as the
two.
Joker?
Maybe.
No.
It can neither confirm nor deny that he's the Joker.
I don't understand the point, though. Like, if this is everybody's origin story, then what's, like, even before their origin stories, like, what's the point of all of this?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of bringing in so many Batman villains so early. When Batman is still 10 years away from being Batman, yeah.
Yeah, it's like stunt casting, and it can only get... Only gonna get you so far.
Richard Kind, by the way.
Oh, I like Richard Kind.
It's funny.
Makes me chuckle.
I think it's him.
Yeah.
It might not be him.
What's the character name for the
Oh, no, he's the mayor. Character? He's a mayor, sorry.
It's a different job.
Yeah.
Do we have a Harvey Dent in Gotham?
Yes. Okay. It's the cheerleader's boyfriend from the Heroes show. The one that could fly. Yeah.
The guy from Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Maybe. I don't know. He's the fired up. He's the Prohibidi-Dabido. Yeah, he was like...
Oh, the blonde guy?
No, the dark-haired guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in the second season of Heroes for like 3 episodes and went to high school together because they moved to a new town. And he could fly. That's okay. You're a better person.
Anything that took place after the third to last episode of the first season of Heroes is dumb. They gave us 20 amazing hours of television, and then they crapped out a terrible finale for season one, and then the rest of the show was just crap. Drops mic, leaves. Was that it, Randy? Was that the only of those two cast numbers? Too? We're just trying to vamp here to give you time.
I know, and I appreciate it.
Do you no longer require our assistance?
Did you give up?
No, I gave up on the other one.
And did you watch the trailer?
Yes, I believe I did.
Oh yeah, did?
Okay, well, here we go.
Justin gave up. Were you excited for season one?
Of what? Of Gotham?
I was asking Randy if he was excited. I said, you didn't make it through, but I was wondering if Randy enjoyed the first season of Gotham.
Oh yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I choked my way through it, and I think I'm just, it's one of those things I'm curious to see where it's going to go, you know. But I did find the other name of the other cast member, Natalie Allen Lind. I believe she's also in The Goldbergs. She is coming in as a character named Silver St. Cloud, who is at some point later on in the Batman mythos, one of his love interests. So I don't know if it's somebody that you guys are familiar with, but she is the other cast member who I was trying to figure out her name. So she's being added to season two. So there you go.
Do you watch The Goldbergs?
I do not, but I should, because I love the 80s era that it's set in.
Yeah.
And I've heard that it's amazing.
Yeah,
there was a whole Goonies episode.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
That alone should get me to watch it.
Now I want to circle back real quick. You choked your way through? What? I'm not familiar with this colloquialism. You want to break that down? Is that a good thing, a bad thing?
Okay, remember when you're a kid and your parents say, all right, you can't have any dessert until you eat all that pathetic slop that's on your plate. So you choke your way through it. You don't want to eat it, but you got to get through that to get to the good stuff. See, that is a metaphor for Gotham. You got to choke your way through the Brussels sprouts so you can get to that sweet, sweet apple pie of the fucking Joker or something cool that's going to happen in the future. Boom, put that on the Blu-ray cover.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little long.
Why, thank you for noticing.
Idiot.
Denounce. Well, fun. Well, that's pretty much that's all. That's all the news worth reporting. You guys got anything else? Any fun?
Yeah, I thought we were gonna talk about Joker and Hugh Jackman and.
Didn't we at the beginning already? We never do that shit.
I don't think it was recording.
Oh, it's Joker.
Mark Hamill, and
joke.
And Hulk Hogan hates black people.
Oh man.
What?
I know we were getting into
this. We didn't talk about that.
We went to a dark place.
So, Justin, you read The Killing Joke. Why don't you tell everyone about The Killing Joke?
Sure.
And explain to them what an important piece of Batman literature it is and why they should pick it up, and about Mark Hamill.
Sure. So, first of all, the Joker's a piece of shit. And we all know that the comic books are kind of weird, and they always... crazy shit happens, someone dies, or something along those lines, and then it all resets. No big deal, right? Well, in this particular case, not only does somebody die, but somebody's also crippled, and part of it carries over into continuity, and the other part doesn't. It's so weird how comic books are like that. It was our buddy, Mr. Alan Moore, who's also a piece of shit. He wrote it, and he thinks he's so amazing, and so does the entire comic book reading world. Anyway... this is that famous story where Joker shows up to Barbara Gordon's house wearing like an Aloha shirt type of deal and a camera, and he shoots her and nicks her spine and she's paralyzed. And not only that, but he also kidnaps Commissioner Gordon and he has him dangling naked, and then he puts him through this crazy circus madhouse and taunts him and says horrible things about his family. And then we also learn the origins of Joker in a sense, where he's an out of, down and out of luck comedian. He has a bad day. His wife is in trouble. He gets talked into doing some shady shit and ultimately just has a really, really, really bad day and flips his lid, ultimately snaps. And it's just one of those things where anybody could become a homicidal maniac. We all have that evil inside of us, and his gets unleashed. And Batman just says, fuck you, man, I ain't gonna take your shit no more. And he actually kills the Joker at the end of the comic. And it's pretty nuts.
Or does he?
Or does he? This is that debate we were talking about earlier. It's one of those never-ending things where some people say he did, other people say he didn't. And I don't know. I always thought he did. But I guess I'm the asshole. So anyway, they're gonna make one of these animated movies there that's going to recreate this amazing story. And Mr. Mark Hamill, the voice of the Joker that we've all known and loved for so long, is reprising his role. Coming out of retirement like Michael Jordan, and gonna do the voice one more time.
Yeah, he said he would only come out of retirement to voice The Killing Joke. That was like his one Joker tale that he would be willing to come out of retirement for. And lo and behold, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to your butts.
Exactly.
Now, doesn't the Joker rape somebody in this book as well? I seem to remember something like
I don't remember the rape.
Like Commissioner Gordon's wife or something? There's a lot of bad stuff happening to the Gordons in this book.
I haven't read it in a while. I remember him taunting. I remember him taunting the commissioner, Jim, and I remember Barbara being crippled, and I remember him putting him like on this little, like a funhouse ride, and showing him all these horrible things, and then that's when Batman steps in, but it's like pages and pages of him tormenting Jim. It's bad. Alan Moore's a sick piece of shit.
Yes, he is. And unfortunately, when this comes out, everyone will interview him and he'll talk about how anything adapted from comics is crap and all of the adaptations of his stuff is crap and no one should watch movies. Check out my finger rings. Douche.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on with you, Justin. I always assumed that the Joker killed, or Batman killed the Joker. And I think Dave Gibbons, who's the longtime artist for Alan Moore, did Watchmen and stuff with him. He also did The Killing Joke. And I remember he rekindled the debate about a year or two ago by saying that basically, like, yeah, of course Batman killed the Joker. Thought it was pretty obvious. Mr. Alan Moore has not stated his intention, though.
Mm.
And as he would tell you, his opinion's the only one that matters.
Have we heard who's going to be the voice of Batman? I heard the guy that did it for the animated series wants to come back.
Yeah. Oh, Connolly? Kevin Connolly?
Yeah, Kevin Connolly. I'd be down with that. And maybe they can even animate it like the animated series. Go retro with it.
Oh, that would be so cool. That's the shit I grew up on.
Yeah, that would be cool. So that's probably why they won't do it, because Warner Brothers hates us.
Because they hate cool shit.
They yell at us all the time.
Yeah, for leaking their trailers. How dare you fans be all fanatical and like excited about our product?
Idiots.
We're gonna give it to you and bitch about it. They need to take a lesson from Marvel on that shit. But speaking of someone who knows how to treat his fans, did you guys see that tweet Hugh Jackman sent out talking about Wolverine one more time? He's got the middle claw sticking up.
Yeah, and he's asking for suggestions. What do you want to see Wolverine do?
50 words or less. So tweeted Hugh Jackman of 50 words or less what you want to see in the next Wolverine movie. There's been a lot of hints about it being an Old Man Logan tale, or at least having aspects of Old Man Logan. We'll see what happens, but I like Hugh Jackman, and if this is his last ride as Wolverine, I will go along. I'll go along for the ride with him one more time. What about you guys?
Sure.
I'm down for anything.
Anything?
I'll pretty much watch him in anything.
Even that Australia movie?
I didn't see that.
That sucks.
Yeah, no one watches Baz Luhrmann films. Not since Moulin Rouge. It was last time that Baz Luhrmann was a thing.
Great Gatsby.
Pass.
No one likes that either,
though. 3D.
Yeah. He had Romeo and Juliet, Strictly Ballroom, and Moulin Rouge, and it was...
I liked Romeo and Juliet.
I did, too. That's why it was on my list.
That's a good one.
I had Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio and Paul Sorvino.
I like... and it has Walt! I forget his name.
Harold Pinneroo or whatever.
Sure, whatever. He was in Oz. He was in Link. He was Link in Matrix. Not Zelda, but The Matrix.
It's also got John Leguizamo's in it.
Oh yeah, he's Tybalt.
Yep.
Yeah, they have cool guns or swords, I guess I should say, but they look like guns.
Doesn't work well for any. Doesn't end well for pretty much anyone in that thing.
Mm-hmm. What can he do?
Not be a Montague or a Capulet?
That helps.
They got money, though, so you know, it's not all bad. Money can't buy happiness, but it'll rent you a jet ski. And no one's pissed. No one looks mad on a jet ski.
Truer words were never spoken.
I bet if you Googled mad on a jet ski, there would be something.
No,
let's do it.
Yeah, everyone Google mad on a jet ski. There's nobody mad on a jet ski.
Google is broken. It says nothing. No results.
It's like, what are you searching?
It says, did you mean black people on a jet ski?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, everyone's smiling.
I know.
That's funny. Even this guy about to get eaten by a shark is still kind of happy. Huh.
I stand corrected.
I stand erected.
Hey.
Whenever I think jet skis, I think of that first episode of like Eastbound and Down when he's got like the naked chick hanging off the back of his jet ski and he's like revs it and she falls off and he's like donuts around her and leaves her.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
You shouldn't be like him.
With the Black Betty song playing?
Yeah.
Ooh, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam.
So did I miss anything else? What else did I miss, Justin? What else we got?
Did you talk about? I think that's everything.
Oh, well,
did we talk about Hulk Hogan? We didn't, did we?
We did not talk about Hulk Hogan.
I think we glossed over it.
He got fired.
He got like way. They erased like all mention of him off like the network and the story. It's like Hulk Hogan doesn't exist. He's not even in the Hall of Fame anymore.
I thought Hulk Hogan was gonna live forever, brother.
Apparently not. Apparently only lives
as long as it will. It will, but not in the WWE.
It'll live on forever. He's like a racist asshole.
What'd you say? I missed it.
He said that he was talking about his daughter, who his daughter dates, and she only dates N-words, and he can't stand N-words, and N-words are the worst.
he said N-words were the worst. What a bad man.
Well, he didn't
that,
say
that might N-word. Be paraphrasing.
Wait, who was he saying this to?
Some guy who was recording him, the same guy who released his sex tape.
He needs to quit hanging out with that guy. He's bad news. He's
serious.
Yeah, this is from like 8 years ago. Like this was recorded like 8 years ago.
Oh, really?
And so so Hogan's suing Gawker, the website Gawker, because they're the ones who released this sex tape. He's suing them for like $100 million. And so I guess they're trying to like defame his character. And so like one of the guys he's suing is like, fine, you want to play the you're this good guy and I'm the asshole. Bam, drops this and leaves. Drops the mic.
Huh.
But yeah, so he's talking about his daughter Brooke and who she dates, and he's saying that like it drives him nuts that she dates N-words, and that like he can't believe that she would, you know, do things to an N-word, and he talks about the things they would do, and it's very graphic and very gross, and there is no excuse.
Have you heard it?
Oh yeah, it's online. You can find it. It's just there's no way. There's like nothing he could do to explain his way out of it. It's not like it wasn't like a slip. Like you were hanging out with your boys. Like, hey, what's up, my N-word? It was bad.
Yeah,
brother.
Not that I think that it's okay to be racist, but it's also kind of like, what does that say that you can't even have a private? I don't know. I don't necessarily want to out every horrible person and ruin their lives, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should. There's an expectation that you should be able to at times say what you want to say. It's just he said it to someone who he thought was his friend, who obviously liked money more than being Hogan's friend.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Moral of the story: don't get famous. Keep an eye on what your friends are doing with their phones when you're nearby and saying racist shit.
They're getting rid of the playable Hulk Hogan character in WWE 2K16.
Oh wow,
the video game. But what they're adding in its place is you can now play as the Terminator.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a cool swap out.
We talked about that on the Pixelate podcast today.
Yeah, because Terminator just hates everybody, not just black people.
Yeah.
He hates all humans, so it's all good.
You know who's funny on Twitter about it? Like Iron Sheik's just been going off because the Iron Sheik was the champion before Hogan, and so Hogan beat the Iron Sheik to become the champion forever. And so the Iron Sheik's just been posting all this just terrible stuff about I should have fucking broke his neck in the camel clutch, and like how much he likes black people, and all this stuff. And then Virgil, Million Dollar Man's valet from way back in the day, he's been pretty funny on Twitter. He does things. Like, if you ask him to do something, you send him $5, he'll, like, do whatever. He's, like, got his own little Fiverr business going.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
I mentioned this on the Pixelate podcast. There's a guy that I follow. He follows me, too. His name is Ryan, the Be More Gamer. He says, damn, WWE 2K16, maybe I want to play as Hulk Hogan. I don't give a shit if he's racist. He didn't offend me, because he's a black guy. And then at the other Mario C says, watch, he'll be a $10 DLC pack. and then Ryan says, it's the racist bundle. Comes with Hulk Hogan in blackface and with a Confederate flag outfit. Can you imagine?
Black yeah, fucking Hogan. That's besmirched one of our childhood heroes.
Yeah. That's too bad.
And how? And it's sad. So yeah. It was funny just how fast WWE was able to just eradicate like the most recognizable person in the history of their company from like their website. Like it just shows just how on top of things, if you do something really bad, no one's too big to be forgotten. Can't buy his merchandise. All of his like things that were on the network are taken down. It's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be a bizarrely sobering experience for him to just be erased from existence. Or to try to be erased from existence.
Yeah, and he tried to say he resigned. WWE was like, he resigned? We fired his ass.
Did you see, he posted a bunch of tweets, I think, yesterday, saying basically showing his love and appreciation for all of his fans that stuck by his side, and then condemning all of those who left him, saying that they're going to pay.
Yeah, he posted like 12 times in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
He definitely was not drinking heavily at that point, I'm sure. But Hulkster, I'll always remember you in your yellow and red, and you know, hopefully you can bounce back like Michael Richards.
He did not bounce back.
He didn't?
Maybe Mel Gibson.
Yeah, no, he's not really bounced back.
He made bad comments about Jewish people in a Jewish community.
That's balls. If he hadn't been Martin Riggs, they would have probably drug him out and shot him at that point. But I think that's it. What else you guys got? Anything else?
Any you got a list, Randy? Real fast, Randy, you got a list? What was your list from last week that we didn't do?
Man, I got three lists right now.
Three lists?
You got...
I got one for every week that we've missed. And
I picked number two, the second list.
The second one? All right. The 10 worst live-action superhero costumes. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Ready?
All right. So 1989, there was a TV special, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and it featured a really poor costumed Daredevil in it. That kind of looks like the Daredevil that we see at the beginning of the new Netflix series, but lacking all pizzazz. He was a cross between Zorro and a ninja, just completely generic. And no pizzazz whatsoever. Not nearly the cool one that we got for Netflix. Next on our list, The Beast. This is from X-Men First Class. And their biggest gripe is the fact that he's got a big old bobblehead and crazy Cookie Monster gigantic hands compared to his petite little body. And then went on to praise how nice it was that in Days of Future Past he was able to go between his human and beast form and not always have to look like such a silly blue creature with a big old bobblehead. All right. Do we all see Ang Lee's Hulk? I know it's Justin's favorite movie.
No, it's Dave's. It's Dave's favorite.
Nope.
I like the second one.
So, yeah, I like the second one too, actually. So this one's being pretty much trashed because of the fact that the Hulk doesn't have a whole lot of action scenes, and the CG rendering that they did for the Hulk back in the era of the first movie, he didn't look so good when he's just standing around doing nothing. You know, the money shots for his moving around and action shots, that kind of thing, and just the CG looks better. So the reason why it looks as cheesy as it does is because he's just standing there being all broody and dark.
He's so green in it too. Like if you watch it, like when it's on, it's so, because you know obviously the current Hulk with Ruffalo looks so amazing because you know computers have come so far in the last 14 years, but Ang Lee's Hulk is just super green and it doesn't look very well. It doesn't hold up.
All right, this is another one for Justin. 1997 Spawn.
Oh, I like his cape.
Well,
talking about the clown instead.
Yeah, the clown, everybody loved the clown. Everyone thought that was amazing. But they weren't really all that up on Spawn and his CG cape. And there are apparently some things that people did not like about that. I personally did not see the movie. But that brings us on to The Thing from the last iteration of the Fantastic Four movie. Once again, our buddy Michael Chiklis, this time wearing a big rubber suit, which is sometimes accompanied by an oversized fedora and a big stupid trench coat like it was in the comics. But that was pretty much panned as being a god-awful, silly, silly, silly costume in such a big summer tentpole type of movie. What did you guys think of that one?
That movie sucks so bad.
Wait, which movie?
2005, Fantastic Four, and then Rise of Silver Surfer.
I like it.
I like Just Gal. And then Captain America was Johnny Storm.
I like Johnny Storm. He's hilarious. Remember when he comes flying in and he's all high, he goes in the snow, and then he crashes through the window, and the nurse is all looking at him, and he's just burning through the clothes, and then he's all naked?
Well, he creates like a warm spring. Like he melts the snow, and he's like in it's like a jacuzzi, and he invites like another skier in.
Yeah, that's good.
He's Chris Evans.
Yeah.
All right, number five. This is one we can all get behind: the Green Lantern with our good buddy Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was a bad looking costume, and I think it's really cool considering that it's 100% CG'd on him, but. Because the movie sucks, therefore the costume must suck too, I guess, in the court of public opinion.
I like now, how they make fun of it in the Deadpool trailer, where he's like, he's like, you're going to be a super, to make sure they don't give me a green suit or animate me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in the 70s, we saw a lot of really cheesy Marvel properties on TV. One of them was a version of Captain America where he is wearing skin tight spandex and a motorcycle helmet, and he's looking more like Evel Knievel than he is Captain America.
Like the Roger Corman Captain America?
This is actually TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just seeing a still from it, and it just looks terrible. I mean, by today's standards. But, I mean, mid-70s, what else are you going to do?
Star Wars was almost mid-70s. So, I mean,
almost.
Nothing. You can't get too much leeway, because, I mean, it was Star Wars.
True. It was a twinkle in Lucas's eye. Number three, this is a movie that David and I sat through together, Catwoman, starring Halle Berry. That costume was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The movie was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The villain was even worse.
Yeah. She had too much plastic surgery, so she had hard skin, and she wore the special lotion.
Yeah, she needed all this cream on her face. Yeah. Let me tell you what, Sharon Stone.
The Catwoman could play basketball. Anyone looking for a good chuckle, just Google Catwoman basketball and watch Halle Berry play basketball as Catwoman. It's worth watching. I'll wait.
Is she like WNBA material?
She's like, it's like cartoon funny. Oh.
Number like two.
It's basically Space Jam.
Howard the Duck. And we're talking pre-Guardians of the Galaxy Howard the Duck. Like mid-80s Howard the Duck.
I would say mid-80s Howard the Ducks looks better than the Guardians of the Galaxy Howard the Duck.
Well, I mean, it was created by Jim Henson, or his creature shop anyway. So, I mean, at least you have a set of skilled hands creating that version of Howard the Duck. And he was a dude in a suit rather than what's probably questionable CGI. Yeah. But anyway, the last one on our list to wrap it up here, and this one is going to make Justin smile. Batman and Robin.
Yeah, who's
not only do we get nipples on the bat suit, we get a whole trio of brightly colored, bizarre looking bat heroes.
Suit me up, Uncle Alfred.
Okay. We're gonna need a bigger cave.
Nobody liked Alicia Silverstone more at the time of that movie than I did, and even I had to roll my eyes.
Oh man, remember she was in all those Aerosmith videos and the Clueless there,
and the Crush with Carrie Ulz.
She was naughty in that movie. Mm-hmm.
She was very naughty. That's why I liked it.
That just shows you don't have babysitters.
Oh.
You should have guy babysitters. Was she a babysitter in that movie or just the next door neighbor?
No, he was renting a room, and like, because her parents were like rich, and he was like an author, and he was like renting the guest house.
That's right. And then she was all up in his shit.
Yeah.
And like, then Mark Wahlberg showed up and tried to break into the house.
That's Fear. It's a different movie. equally creepy, but from the other side. Who's the girl in Fear?
It's Renee. No,
Reese
Witherspoon, yeah. That's correct.
Like he tattoos her name on his stomach or some shit.
We shouldn't do that.
He's a fucking weirdo.
You'll hate that later.
Yeah. I was talking this weekend with someone who she got divorced from her husband, and he still has like her name tattooed on like his heart, and like he got remarried. I'd just like to have that. You know, your ex has like his ex-wife's name tattooed on his heart.
And you have to look up at that every time you have the sex, though.
Yeah, every time. He's just going to town. You're just staring at this name just coming at you and leaving it coming. It's like 3D. Fine list, Randy. I liked every entry on there. What about you, Amanda, Justin? Anything else? Any parting words?
Well, everybody should watch BoJack Horseman.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Season 2.
Two seasons. Mm. Binge watch it this weekend. It's worth it.
What about you, Justin? What you got? Send us out with something sweet.
I don't have anything. I am so boring these days.
Tell the people they have to listen to the Pixelated Podcast, because it's amazing.
Sure, that's a good one. The Pixelated Podcast, it stars... It doesn't star. It features... Stephen James and Justin Cavender, and we talk about the video games.
Don't sell yourself short. You star in that piece.
And that piece is shot.
Shine brightly.
Speaking of which, don't forget to watch Nonstop to Comic-Con if you're going to be going to the Fandom Fest Comic Expo in Louisville, Kentucky. Friday, August 7th, we're going to be playing at 8:30 in Room 218 with the Phantasmagorical Film Festival. So check it out, Fandom Fest.
people with all their teeth get 2 votes.
Shit. Yeah, if they do a vote there, be sure to vote for us, because they're giving out trophies of some sort, and we want something to put on our mantle. Our mantle is very empty looking, and we think it would be cool if we had something, anything.
What city is it in again? I'm sorry?
What's that?
What city is this festival?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, shit.
Only thing on my mantle are pictures of my kids, and I'll throw them on the ground and put the trophy on there.
The other, what do you call, the other ones didn't have trophies?
Nope, I got a plaque.
Plaques.
And
I've
got, and we got a certificate, but the certificate also came with a check, so I will will happily take checks over trophies, but I think trophies are cool. So.
Really? You got prize money? How much was the prize money?
We're true artists.
Well, the prize money was $1,000.
That's awesome. And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And we put that money right into submitting to other film festivals, because that shit ain't cheap, believe it or not.
It's basically like a human centipede. Someone shit out money, and then it went into the mouth of the other festivals.
Yeah, so they could shit back into our mouths or something like that, however the human centipede works.
But I like how this is going.
It is a circle of life, so to speak.
We'll draw you a picture.
Sounds like E. coli poisoning to me.
So that win will hopefully get us in front of more eyes by getting us into more festivals.
Hells to the end.
And in the coming months, as they start announcing which movies get accepted into said future festivals, hopefully we will be taking part in them, and we will let the fine world know on this wonderful podcast.
Yeah, and all the festivals. And y'all gotta go, and y'all have to vote, we win, and then we'll send you a prize.
I mean, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. We got Fan Expo in Toronto, Canada, September 3rd through the 6th. That's going to be a big one. Over 100,000 people there. That is like the San Diego Comic-Con of the North. We're going to be Long Beach Comic-Con, September 12th and 13th. We're going to be New York Comic-Con, October 7th and 8th, taking part in New York Super Week, which is a few days before the actual Comic-Con starts proper. There's a whole slew of events that happened leading up to it, and the festival is going to be part of that. We're playing there. I mean,
we're like gonorrhea. We're everywhere.
Does gonorrhea show up everywhere?
Like on a toilet seat?
How does that work?
I don't think I want to know. Sounds painful.
What do you get? Do you get shots? Does it go away? Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think gonorrhea goes away.
So what's the problem?
It hurts.
Still a venereal disease.
The problem is, I think it hurts.
You gotta call people.
One of those that, yeah, like when you pee, like fire comes out.
You have to call people if you have it.
Yeah, there's
infected them.
Yeah, there's a British show called Scrotal Recall, and it's about a guy who finds out he's got chlamydia or something. The whole show is him going and telling all his ex-girlfriends that he has.
Is it a reality show or is it?
No, it's a comedy. Okay. So each episode is about like one girl, and so it tells like the story of how they met and all the stuff, and then at the end he's got to tell him, "Oh yeah, I gave you gonorrhea."
By the way,
avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's good advice.
Does he know where he got it from?
I don't think so. I wasn't that invested in the show. I only watched an
episode.
Oh, okay. So yeah, well that was fun. So so make sure you listen to other podcasts. You're just too much time. I'm at the Pixel Podcast, amazing show where they talk about the video games. And then we got the Comic Corner Podcast with Tyler and Jeff, where they talk about comics on their poll list. They constantly are getting these amazing interviews with some great creators, both independent and working for the big three. And make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, @GeekLegacy. We would love it if you could rate our podcast on iTunes, because that helps other people find this fun show that you love so much. Till next time, we'll see you then.
When?
Then, next time.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Next Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Good Monday. Show.
Yay.
Good show.
And credits. Boop.